This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Brian Nani. Good morning, guys. I'm looking forward to this chat. This promises to be a lot of fun.
I agree. It's going to be a good time. Two.
Just, I like trains.
Okay. You might get fined for that one.
That was a Carol comment. I don't know. I'm rubbing off on him, apparently.
You are.
Unfortunately. Goodness gracious. Well, let's just do it. Let's just get to our guest. Say hello to Richard Bands, the executive director of the Southern Museum of Civil War and Locomotive History. Richard, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. I know you're awfully busy. Appreciate you making time. Before we get into our conversation around the museum, Richard, do take a quick second to inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
Well, I've been fortunate enough to be involved in education and the museum field now for over 25 years. Prior to the Southern Museum, I was at the York College of Pennsylvania, the York County Heritage Trust Museums in Pennsylvania, and the Baltimore Museum of Industry. I have a doctorate degree in adult education from Penn State University, and my master's is in history from the University of Maryland.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the Southern Museum of Civil War and Locomotive History.
Well, first of all, it's a great place, so I encourage everyone to come out and see it. Our mission is to collect, preserve, and interpret items relating to the Civil War and to the role of railroads in the history of the Southeast. And of course, our stellar attraction is the Locomotive General.
Right. So what are some of the other things that people could expect to see at the museum? What are some of the exhibits?
Well, we have numerous exhibits. One of the most popular is the Great Locomotive Chase Gallery. And this is where visitors can see a dramatic exhibit featuring the whole story about the 1862 raid. There's a movie, there's art and artifacts explaining the event, a mock-up of Tunnel Hill, and the Locomotive General itself. And then, of course, we also have Railroads, Lifelines of the Civil War. This illustrates the critical roles played by both Union and Confederate railroads. Includes a great number of Civil War artifacts, muskets, flags, instruments, etc. And we also have our Glover Machine Works, which is casting a new South, which is really looking at the South after the Civil War and what took place there industrially. And then finally, our Jolly Education Center, which offers educational programs for children and their parents.
Well, I can just say this for the audience's sake, the Southern Museum of Civil War and Locomotive History is a phenomenal facility. I've had a wonderful time every time I've been there. But I'm a history major, and I'm a Civil War buff to boot. So this is no surprise that your museum is fascinating to me. But what's your take on the marketplace? Is there still a passion and interest in history, and particularly Civil War history? I worry that as every passing year and the Civil War fades deeper into history and our consciousness, that people are going to forget about it. Do I have reason to worry, or is there still a lot of interest?
I think there's still a lot of interest. I think that in general, history is an exciting and a really popular subject, especially if you visit a museum. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes kids may become bored if they're having to read a book. I think any time that we're forced to read something and take a test on it, it has a negative connotation. But if you come to a museum or if you're out touring and you visit major spots or whatever it may be, I think that the museum experience itself, whether it be science, history, or art, it always provides an interactive and an exciting experience. We did see a large bump in numbers last year, which was the sesquicentennial. I love saying that word. It took me about a year to learn how to say it. But basically, the 150th anniversary of the Civil War, and a lot of folks came to Georgia to visit sites and to visit museums. So I think it's alive and well, but I always think that, again, for kids especially, and for families, if your kids don't like school, bring them to a museum. It's just a complete and different way of looking at learning.
That's a great point.
Mm. That's true. Well, of course, I have the child who loves history and loves museums.
Mm. Perfect.
And loves to read every single thing in the museum. So.
Oh, he's one of those kind of museum goers. He likes to read all those plaques.
Well, it just depends on his mood, because sometimes he's just got no time for any of it, you know. Anyway, let's talk a little bit more about the General, because I imagine we have a few listeners who aren't familiar with, you know, the Great Locomotive Race or the General. You want to give us a kind of a high-level recap?
Sure. Well, the Great Locomotive Chase is one of those events of the Civil War that became very legendary. It's actually had movies made about it, the last being in the 1950s. Walt Disney did a great locomotive chase movie. But basically, on April 12th, 1862, a group of Union soldiers who were disguised in civilian clothing, so they were spies, but the plan was to steal a locomotive deep inside the Confederacy and then take that locomotive, head northward, maybe destroy telegraph lines, some railroad bridges. And this was actually done in connection with a movement, was supposed to be done in connection with a movement of the Union Army to advance on certain Confederate positions as well. Of course, if you said to me, hey, let's go behind enemy lines some 200 miles and let's steal a locomotive that travels about 35 miles per hour, and I would have to decline that offer. But nonetheless, they did. They came down, they boarded the train, which was headed by the locomotive general, and at a place called Big Shanty, which is now Kennesaw, Georgia, the train actually stopped so everyone could get out to have breakfast. There weren't any dining cars at that time. And at this point, Andrews Raiders, which they became known, uncoupled the passenger cars and took the train and headed north. And it's an 89-mile chase pursues as the Confederate conductor, William Fuller, first chases the train on foot, incredibly, later gets a tool-type cart or a hand car, and then various locomotives from the Yona all the way to where he gets to the locomotive Texas. And it's actually the Texas that eventually catches up with the general just about 2 miles north of Ringgold, Georgia. So it's an exciting chase, exciting episode. Unfortunately for some of the raiders, they were actually executed. Mm. Several of them were executed for that as treason and as spies. But the event does take a folklore place in our history and in our story of the Civil War.
It is a great story. And Richard, just to make it clear, one of my dogs is named Shiloh. And there's a reason why she's named Shiloh. All right, Richard Bands will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, and we're back with Richard Bands, Executive Director of the Southern Museum of Civil War and Locomotive History.
And so it's summertime right now, and all the kids are out of school, and parents are probably dying to find something to do. So what kind of summer programs does the museum offer?
Well, the Southern Museum is a great place to come this summer. It's completely air-conditioned, may I add, and we do have a number of programs for all ages. Our Mommy Me program, this is for our little kids. This would be ages 2 to 5, and it takes place every Wednesday from 2 to 3. And we also have the program on Thursdays at 10 and 11:30 as well. We also, during the weekend, offer guided tours, and we have kids' discovery stations. We do have several living history weekends. There's actually one coming up on the 25th and the 26th. And at this particular event, you can meet costumed interpreters and learn about how the railroad formed and influenced and developed our community. Now, this particular weekend coming up, however, is our third annual Railroad Rendezvous event, which I encourage everyone to come out on Saturday from 9:30 to 5 p.m.
That sounds very exciting. That's July 18th?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Any new exhibits that you've recently added that we should be aware of?
Well, coming up later this summer, August 16th, we're actually partnering with Kennesaw State University and the Bremen Museum in Atlanta, and we're going to host Seeking Justice, the Leo Frank Case Revisited. This exhibit will actually run from the 16th of August through November 29th. This particular case was quite a dark chapter in our history. Leo Frank, who was the foreman of the National Pencil Company, was accused of murder. And when his execution was actually stayed by the governor, a group out of Cobb County went to the prison. They smuggled him out of the prison, and he was actually lynched in Marietta on August 17th, 1915. So this will mark the 100th year anniversary of this event. So we're hoping to really look at this event and with our partners and really encourage dialogue and communication and learning of what this event, what caused it, what happened, and what its impact is today.
Let's talk a little bit more about educational opportunities. What's available at the Jolly Education Center?
The Jolly Education Center provides 8,000 square feet of a lot of programming. It's basically engaging in interactive learning stations for families to explore. We have two telegraph stations. Children can learn the Morse code, which I don't think they always get correctly. We have a diesel train simulator, which is a lot of fun if you ever want to see what it's like to actually operate a locomotive. And we have a replica village of a 19th century downtown with some storefronts, and visitors can try on some old-fashioned clothes.
And cool.
For the little kids, we even have one of those pillow trains, which sometimes doesn't quite get reassembled as a train. The kids, I think, have more fun with the pillows, but we have some different activities, a dining car and things like that, that they can experience for the little kids. So I think it's a lot of fun, and usually families will stay there an hour or two at least. So.
That sounds like fun. Yeah. I think next time my dad comes into town, not only is he a Civil War buff, but he's also a ham radio operator, so he actually sends and receives Morse code quite quickly. So I should just bring him to the museum and plunk him down by the Morse code key, and he can sit there and teach people how to do it all day long. He would be, be perfectly happy.
We'll have to get his information, get him as a volunteer.
So you mentioned the Railroad Rendezvous. What all is going to go down at that event?
Well, the Railroad Rendezvous is really a family-friendly event that celebrates railroads and the people behind them. We have lots of things going on, beginning with an interactive hobo jungle, which people can learn about hobo life. We have interactive train layout, so they can actually see model trains. We do have an S-gauge layout, which is brand new to the museum. We have crafts, railroad story time, and an opportunity to climb aboard the historic General Locomotive. We only do that once a year. We also have Operation Lifesaver will be there. They have a railroad safety simulator and exhibit that you can actually see what it's like to operate a locomotive in a crisis situation if a car would pull out on the track or something like that. And very pleased with the whole event. It's a lot of fun. And it's sponsored by Dixie Precast, which is very generous to do it.
That's great
stuff. That's really neat.
Yeah, that is cool. We might need to do a live broadcast from there.
July 18th, I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to be. I'm like, look, I can go. I can play dress up with all the clothes. And I can drive the general and, then see what it's like to try to stop a train with some idiot jumped onto the track, you know.
It would be important for you to understand that. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Well, Richard, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions, and where can they learn more about all the great stuff happening at the Southern Museum of Civil War and Locomotive History?
Well, thank you. Of course, on the web. Check us out at southernmuseum.org. It's the best way, and also we're on Facebook.
All right. Richard Banns, the Executive Director of the Southern Museum of Civil War and Locomotive History. Great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. So if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Richard Banns, my co-hosts, Carol Morgan and Brian Nani, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.